On April 27th, 2011, this is Pulling You number 63. Green Bridge friends, it's Michael here at Bridge Hands. Welcome to Day 3, Part 1 on Jacobi Transfer Bids. Today we'll be focusing on long minor suits. When do we transfer? When do we invite 3-no trump? How do we invite 3-no trump when we have a 6-card or longer suit in a minor? And when do we have enough points to bid 3-no trump directly? So let's begin with a brief review of the Jacobi transfer system, where opener has 15 to 17 high card points, balanced opening 1 no trump, and responder has 5 cards or more and a major suit. The bidding begins 1 no trump, with responder bidding with 5 or more spades, they would bid 2 hearts, demanding opener to rebid 2 spades. With less than 8 points, responder would then pass, knowing that opener has at least 2 cards in that major suit, happy to play in 2 of that major. With 8 or 9 distribution points defined as the high card points plus length points in the suit, anything more than 4, where they do have a good working honors in the suit, they would then bid 2 no trump with 5 spades, inviting opener to bid 3 no trump with a maximum 17 points or a good 16-point hand and only 2 spades, or with the same with 3 spades or more, knowing that they have an 8-card fit, the opener would bid 4 spades. And when responder has 6 cards in the suit with the invitational 8 to 9 points, instead they would bid 3 spades rather than 2 no trump. So the auction would go 1 no trump, 2 hearts, 2 spades by opener, 3 spades invitational by responder. And as you recall, in this situation, with 2 or 3 spades in a minimum, opener would pass. With a maximum, a very good hand, a good 16 or length in spades, opener would bid 4 spades. And when responder has 10 to 14 distributional points with 5 spades, they would rebid 3 no trump. So the auction would go 1 no trump, 2 hearts, 2 spades, 3 no trump. Opener would either pass or correct with 3 spades. And with 6 spades, the auction would go 1 no trump, 2 hearts, 2 spades, 4 spades, sign off, playing 4 spade game. So how about transferring to a minor suit? Well, minor suits are different, and let's see why. First off, with a 5-card or longer major suit, it's easy to do a transfer at the same bidding level, at the 2 level, as we saw before. Opener bids 1 no trump. Responder bids, let's say, 2 diamonds. Opener can easily say 2 hearts at the same bidding level. Or responder bids 2 hearts. Opener bids 2 spades at the same 2 level. How about a minor suit? Well, minor suits must be at the next bidding level. So if responder makes a 2-level bid, because the rank of the suits go up, to get to a minor, the opener must bid at the 3 level, 1 level higher. Therefore, transfers to a minor require a 6-card or longer suit. Why is that? Well, because the opener might only hold 2 cards in the suit, and we know that to have a golden fit, we need to have at least 8 cards in the suit. And how about bidding a game? Well, in a major suit, we like 25 points or more and 8-card fit. In a minor suit, we need 29 points or more to make 11 tricks to bid at the 5 level, 5 clubs or 5 diamonds. So we generally find with a long minor suit and stoppers, we like to be in 3 no trump because we only need 25 points. That's 4 points less than needing 29 points to make a 5-level contract in 5 clubs or 5 diamonds. Of course, we do need to have at least 1 stopper and preferably 2 stoppers in those short suits. As we saw earlier on major suit transfers, the responder can bid at the 2 level. They can then pass. They can bid 2 no trump or 3 of their major to invite. They have a lot of different options. This is not the case in the minor suit. Let's see why. First off, opener bids 1 no trump. The transfer process may begin with 2 spades to have opener bid 3 of a minor. We'll look in a little bit to see when or why we use this system. Another approach might be opener bids 1 no trump and responder bids 3 clubs or 3 diamonds to invite with a 6-card club or diamond suit. This is different than the transfer process. We'll take a look at this common treatment and how this works. Yet another option would be one no trump by opener, two clubs, which looks like a stamen bid by responder. Opener makes a according bid, two diamonds, two hearts, or two spades. When responder then bids three clubs or three diamonds, this is slamish, this is slam interest, in that minor suit. So we have three different types of treatments depending upon whether it's a sign-off bid, an invitational bid with six-card suit, or maybe where it's 15 or more distributional points with a long, strong suit in that minor. And additionally, with five cards in a major suit with a 5-4-3-1 shape, the distribution will provide extra points over, say, a 5-3-3-2 shape. Unfortunately, in a minor suit, this is not helpful. Even with a 6-3-3-1 shape versus a 6-3-2-2 shape, there's not really any appreciable difference in the opportunity to make a 5-level contract. It would take wild distribution, say as 6-4-3-0, or maybe a 6-5 shape in the minors. Obviously, with a 5-card major suit, we would start with a transfer bid. And as you may have heard the saying, 6-5 come alive. All right, let's take a look at how to make a transfer to a minor suit, and later on, why. Begins with one no trump, and typically we call for a major suit transfer. Two diamonds transfers to two hearts. Two hearts transfers to two spades. So then two spades? Yes, that would transfer to three clubs. So with a weak hand, opener begins one no trump, responder bids two spades, opener bids three clubs, forced bid, and responder passes a sign-off and three clubs. How about for three diamonds? Well, it begins one no trump, two spades by responder again, opener bids three clubs, and responder bids three diamonds, saying, no, I didn't really want clubs after all, I wanted diamonds. Opener must pass responder's three diamond bid, even with a two-card diamond suit. So three diamonds is to play. Incidentally, this is the basic standard treatment for how to transfer to three of a minor. There are some folks, advanced players, that like to play four-way transfers or minor suit stamen. There are other options on how to get to three of a minor suit. Although these can be complicated, especially when opener bids one no trump, responder bids two no trump, and it's not invitational. So we'll save that for the advanced players. So now we'll take a look at when to transfer to a minor. The auction begins one no trump by opener, two spades by responder with a weak hand. The criteria, 0-5 high card points. That would be ace jack 6 times, perhaps king queen 6 times in that minor suit. Lacking outside honors, obviously if we have honors in outside, has very little chance of promoting a long, not running minor, and we need the 6-card or 7-card suit in that minor. Now why 0-5 points? Well, think about it. If we have 5 points, let's say king queen, which would be better than ace jack 6 times. With king queen 6 times, we have 5 high and 2 distribution. That gives us 7 points. Our partner, one no trump opener, has a maximum of 17 points. 17 and 7, 24 points. Nope, not enough points for game. Therefore, we transfer to 6 of a minor suit. Well, how about when we have fewer points? Well, all the more reason. Let's say we have no points and we have a 6-card or 7-card minor. Well, we can give partner 4, maybe 5 tricks by playing in that minor suit, whereas in no trump, we're probably not giving partner any tricks at all. Now recall that in a major suit, we can transfer with a 5-card suit because, well, we're only at the 2-level. But unlike the majors, we pass with a 5-card minor suit. We have to have at least a 6-card suit to transfer to the minors. Otherwise, what do? We just play in one no trump. Is there an exception? Oh yes, bridge has lots of exceptions, doesn't it? The exception would be is when they make a penalty double of partner's no trump. Let's say that you've got a 5-3-3-2 shape, 5-card minor suit, and the bidding begins one no trump and double, a penalty double. What happens next? Well, there's a nice treatment, which is where you as responder do a redouble. A redouble doesn't say, I doubt it, I think partner's going to make it. No, a better treatment is just to pass with that. You'll get plenty of points when they double partner's one no trump. So when you do a redouble, this is considered a SOS, save our souls, partner, I need your help. I need you to rebid 2 clubs. It forces partner to bid 2 clubs. So it begins one no trump, double, we do a redouble, Left-hand opponent passes. Partner is forced to bid two clubs. So if we have five clubs, this works very nicely. We now have a fit, maybe a 5-2, a 5-3 card fit. Our hand becomes helpful. If it turns out we have diamonds or another suit, we then correct by bidding our five-card suit if it wasn't clubs. Very useful. On a first hand, South has 15 to 17 high card points. Balanced hand, opening one no trump. North, in clubs, Queen Jack 9-8 six times, with 3-3-1 in the other suits. How would the bidding go? Well, the bidding would go one no trump, two spades by responder, three clubs by opener, and with less than six high card points, pass. How do we do? Well, in clubs, we can make seven tricks, 93%. Unfortunately, we can't stop at one level. We can't even do it at the two level. We have to go to the three level with our transfer to the minors. We have a 38% chance to make three clubs. Not 50%. Well, how do we do in no trump? Well, in no trump, if we pass, it's only 17%. So we more than double our odds by playing in a three club or three diamond contract than we would if we just passed one no trump with this hand of Queen Jack six times. Making eight tricks is slim, only 8%, and making a three no trump game, forget it. It's nil with this type of a hand. Don't do it. On our second hand, South opens one no trump, and North, with the ideal five high card point hand, will have King Queen 9-8 five times. And 3-3-1 distribution, a 6-3-3-1. The auction proceeds, one no trump, two spades by responder, three clubs, and yes, we should still pass with this hand. Let's see how many tricks we do with this valuation. In clubs, we can make three clubs 70% of the time. How about in no trump? Well, in no trump, three no trump is a 12% chance. So even when partner opens one no trump with a reasonably good hand, there's a very small chance to make three no trump. And as you can see, our odds are slightly improved by playing in three clubs, 70%, versus playing in one no trump, a 64% odds. So the correct response with King Queen six times, one no trump, two spades transfer to three clubs, and pass. In part two of our lesson, we'll take a look at hands where a responder has a good six-card suit with six or more high card points. And in that lesson, we'll take a look at opener's criteria to accept a three-no-trump game. But for now, let's take a look at just the basics. South opens 15 to 17 high card points, balanced. North has ace-queen 9-8 six times with a 6-3-3-1 shape. So in this case, we have six high card points and a nice suit. Two distribution points, so we're going to want to invite. But rather than to invite to no trump, we're going to invite by bidding three clubs. So the auction proceeds one no trump by opener, three clubs by responder, as opposed to two spades transferring to three clubs. Then three clubs invites opener with the correct values to bid three no trump. And how do we do? Well, without looking at opener's specific hand, generically we can say that we can make nine tricks in clubs 73% of the time. And in no trump, we can make one no trump 77% of the time, actually even a little better than our 73% in clubs, although the risk reward is nice because now making a three no trump contract, we can make nine tricks 30% of the time. That means when opener has the correct hands, they should bid three no trump. And we'll explore that and a lot of others in part two of our lesson. So to recap, with a six-card suit, 0 to 5 points, we transfer and pass. One no trump, two spades, three clubs, we pass with six clubs or more. Or we correct to three diamonds, in which case opener must pass. And in part two, we're going to get more into the situation where we have a good 6 or 7 points, where we have something like ace-queen, maybe ace-queen-jack, maybe ace-king, maybe ace-king-jack. What do we do with those types of hands? As you saw in our one instance before, we can bid one no-trump and three clubs or three diamonds, which says opener pass with a minimum or with some extras, as we'll discuss more, bid three no-trump. And how about with a six-card suit with a good working minor suit as well as an outside king or queen? We'll get into those as well as some other exciting auctions. Okay, so far we've taken a look at several hands where South has 15 to 17 high card points, balanced hand. North has specific 6-3-3-1 hands with 6 clubs with 0 to 5 high card points or more. We've gone through a 100-hand simulation to take a look at what the statistics are, but we'd like to look at more statistics. Knowing the odds, when can we make 3 no-trump? Well, we've seen so far the responder should sign off with 0 to 5 high card points. We've looked at situations when the opener is required to do a sign-off bid, such as a transfer from 3 clubs to 3 diamonds. We've looked briefly at invitational hands where responder bids 3 clubs or 3 diamonds with a good suit and 6 to 7 high card points. And we're going to be taking a look at situations where responder would want to actually invite 2 no-trumps. Or when responder does a sign-off in 3 no-trump. Okay. And we'll also take a look at the situation where after partner opens 1 no-trump, the left-hand opponent interferes with a bid and how we deal with that situation. Okay, Bridge friends, I hope you enjoyed part 1 of our lesson here today. For our free Premium and Ultra members, on our next segment, we will go far beyond the what and quantitatively learn why we should invite or bid game. For our Premium and Ultra members, in part 3, we will learn the basics of how to counter opponents' interference bids, evaluating side suit extras, including bonus tips on when to bid slam. And of course, if you're not currently a member, we welcome you to regularly begin enjoying membership privileges for under $10 for a 3-month subscription. So don't delay. Come to Bridge Hands and sign up today. Okay, everyone. See you on the flip side. Bye for now.